And as you all know, for years, this war was based on lies. We all know that the pretext of the war was lies. And it was journalists, mainstream journalists, that went along with this. And so what al-Zaydi did was break that veneer. So it wasn't just a gesture against the war in Iraq, it was also a gesture for real journalism.
The media has been in bed with the military for years in Afghanistan and Iraq, and today is an opportunity to break that mold.
Well, first of all, thank you everybody for coming today on this cold day. Today is an act of humor in a sense, but it's also a profound situation and context that we're talking about. Along with tens of millions around the world, this demonstration is to celebrate one Iraqi journalist, Muqtada al-Zaydi, who hurled two shoes at U.S. President George Bush. And it was said to Bush, "This is a farewell kiss, you dog. This is for the widows, the orphans, and those who were killed in Iraq." And it is those people who we want to remember today. We are talking about a situation in context where hundreds of thousands of people have lost their lives in Iraq. And it is George Bush who holds a direct responsibility for the devastating, horrific situation of occupation and imperialism today in Iraq. And today is a simple gesture of solidarity organized by local anti-war activists and also independent media journalists. And this is an important point because we want to break this veneer and this idea that journalists stand in this world of objectivity, that stand in this world where opinions don't exist. We are living at a time where journalists are embedded with the media, where journalists sleep in the same barracks with the soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq. Well, today we're giving journalists an opportunity to take a position on the front lines and express what they truly believe, which is an opposition, a clear opposition to the war. And finally, before we get moving with this wonderful shoe launch, I want to say that it's not only George Bush and the U.S. administration that we're targeting, we're also voicing an opposition to the ongoing Canadian military presence in Afghanistan, in Kandahar. A majority across the country oppose that mission. And Harper has been complicit in the U.S. war on terrorism. And he's provided essentially an opportunity for the U.S. to continue its occupation in Iraq, because it's only through freeing up soldiers from Afghanistan that the U.S. has been able to participate in this war. So we invite everybody to line up behind this line.
De l'Assemblée nationale du Québec, le porte-parole de Québec solidaire. Et j'ai un message à M. Harper. Monsieur Harper, si vous continuez à vous entêter à faire exactement comme Bush, méfiez-vous des millions de souliers canadiens et québécois qui vont un jour vous être lancés à la figure.
Je viens de ma vie.
National assemblies are there, parliaments are there to represent the will of people. When the will of people is blocked by military and by obstruction and by undemocratic practices like the one of Mr. Bush, it is just normal that members of national assemblies or parliaments be with the people. Thank you very much. Be formal to be with people here that express the rage of millions of peoples around the world against this unjust war, against what has happened in Iraq, and it's continuing to also happen now in Afghanistan. What the message is, in fact, to Mr. Harper, to hear what the people of Quebec has to say that the war in Afghanistan, we don't want it, because the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq are just the same thing. Unjust wars, unjust practices which don't serve the interest of the people of Iraq or Afghanistan. We have to find ways to give assistance to these people, not through military intervention, not through approval of the policies of Mr. Bush.
Pour les envoyer supposément combattre pour la liberté, alors que c'est une guerre sanglante et la mort qui les attend. Pour arriver à. On
people bring you stuff.